Man, when you get that cup fixed, you got you a good cup. And you better not put your hand on my cup. You get your cup. That's right. And when we got that, many times just plain...
You get that all right?
I think so. Thank you. Many times just plain milk and bread. Get you a cup of that milk and bread. When she cooked that skillet of bread, she cut it, you know, like you're cutting a cake. And she give you a big slice of that bread. You crumble it up and then pour your milk in there. And boy, you go to town. You was eating.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you would be full. Sure would.
I imagine so.
Go to the field then and pick you a don't know how much of cotton or a whole like a don't know what.
You were talking about ascaridine. Was there any other kind of home remedies or, you know, roots or anything like that y'all used to?
Well, my daddy used to put lime in a bottle and put water on it, shake it up, and then let it sit. And that was good for sour stomach. That's right. Just like people now eat things sometimes it's sour, but look like don't digest, you know.
Yes,
she'd probably give us a swallow of that, and so you wouldn't hear no more of that.
Y'all ever use sassafras or anything?
Sure did for tea.
People still do that much?
I don't know. I hadn't seen any sassafras in for some time, but where I used to live, it was a cluster of sassafras. And we used to dig up, you know, the root of it, you know, and make tea out of it.
Yes,
sir. And it's good. Drink it there, you put milk in it just like you do in coffee, and it is real good.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes make pine top tea, now that's good.
What's that?
Pine top tea.
What is that like?
See, just like that pine tree down there. You see that pine tree?
Yes, ma'am.
Down there, you just go there and break you off some of those branches off there with those long things on there. Some of them green branches, you know.
Got needles on?
Needles, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
and put it in some buzz of water on and steep it. And when it gets steeped good, well, you got you some good tea.
Was that good like if you were sick or something?
Yeah, it's good for fever, because see that turpentine in me, it's good for fever.
Yes,
ma'am. Sure is. I've used it.
Have you ever heard of anything called mullein?
Yeah.
What was that good for?
Now mullein, it's good for colds. It's good for swelling. Now, I children have measles, and I used to get the mullein and steep it and pour it in a cup and pour a little whiskey in there on it and let the child drink it.
Mm-hmm.
All he have to do is stay in, and if he stay in, boy, he'd be all the time be wanting some of that mullein tea.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he couldn't, but they give them cold water now. But we didn't. When we had measles and chicken pox like that, we didn't get no cold water. And we'd be wanting water so bad that you didn't get any till after maybe about two or three weeks. Then they start letting you get in a little, you know, cold water, but never no ice. But they give some ice water now, because I guess the doctor, you know, gives some medicine where it won't hurt them.
Yes, ma'am.
But we didn't ever get any cold water. We just drunk, they took shucks. But like, you know, you seen an ear cone.
Yes, ma'am.
Where you shook. Shook that shuck off of that cone,
yes,
steep it, and make shuck tea, and that's all we've been trying.